with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the jury in Donald Trump's criminal case sent notes to the judge asking to rehear testimony and instructions. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from New York.
After nearly 4 hours of deliberations, jurors made several requests, including wanting to rehear testimony about a 2015 Trump Tower meeting. That's where a plan to squelch negative stories about Trump was discussed. The jury specifically asked for testimony from both former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker and former Trump fixer Michael Cohen regarding that Trump Tower meeting. Jurors also wanted to rehear the judge's instructions, which he gave to them on Wednesday morning. Greg Clugston, New York.
The jury was dismissed for the day and court will resume at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. Israeli military officials say they have scored a breakthrough in their war against Hamas.
The Israeli military says it has seized control of a strategic corridor running along Gaza's border with Egypt. This is known as the Philadelphia Corridor. It runs the entire length of the border. That's about 14 kilometers or 8 miles in length. It's important because Hamas, for years, has smuggled weapons through underground tunnels from Egypt into Gaza. Israel says it has discovered 20 tunnels during this current operation. It's not saying whether the tunnels are still operational, but it does say that controlling this stretch of land will put pressure on Hamas as it presses ahead with this offensive in Rafah.
That's correspondent Yosef Fetterman reporting. The move could complicate relations with neighboring Egypt, which has warned against an increase of Israeli troops in the area. A top Israeli official, meanwhile, warned that the war could stretch on through the end of the year. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 411 points, the Nasdaq dropped 99, the S&P lower by 39. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention is coming to Indianapolis.
The country's largest Protestant denomination will hold its annual summer convention June 9th through the 12th in the state capitol. The theme of this year's event is One Mind, One Voice, based on Romans 15, verses 5 and 6. The SBC continues to see gradual decline in overall membership, as most denominations are, but involvement by individuals in their local churches is actually intensifying in the denomination. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The state of Washington revoked a Christian couple's foster care license because they reject transgenderism. Shane and Jennifer DeGross are suing the state's Department of Children, Youth, and Families, for which they served as foster parents for 9 years. The trouble started when the agency announced all foster parents would have to help children in their care live as the opposite sex if they so desire. This is SRN News. A probe is examining suspicions of Russian interference at the European Parliament. More on this story from correspondent Charles de Ledesma, reporting from London.
Belgium's Federal Prosecutor's Office says police have carried out searches at the residence of an employee of the European Parliament and at his office in the Parliament's building in Brussels over possible Russian interference. They add the suspect's office in Strasbourg, where the EU Parliament's headquarters are located in France, have also been searched. The Federal Prosecutor says members of the European Parliament were approached and paid to promote Russian propaganda via the Voice of Europe news website. The prosecutors add they believe the employee played a significant role in this. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.